This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Say hello to the USF Sarasota Manatee Class of 2017.
Hi, I'm Hannah Vikas, and I'm one of the 2013 freshmen at USF Sarasota Manatee.
I'm Bristol Bertha. I'm part of the first freshman class at USF Sarasota Manatee.
Hi, my name is Charlotte Bertha, and I am really happy to be a part of the first freshman class of USF Sarasota Manatee. Go Bulls!
Vikas and the Bertha twins are among the 85 members of the campus's inaugural class of freshmen. Until last year, the school was what's called an upper division transfer university, only offering two-year baccalaureate degrees as well as master's degrees. In 2012, the school began accepting sophomores, but as regional chancellor Dr. Arthur Guilford said, freshmen were needed to make the campus complete.
People would look at us and say, well, you know, why aren't you a comprehensive four-year university? You know, is there something that you've done wrong? Well, of course we didn't do anything wrong. We needed to do things right.
Those things included receiving accreditation separate from USF Tampa and developing a new general education curriculum. And then there are the new state-of-the-art science labs at nearby Moat Marine Laboratory that Hannah Vikas is looking forward to using.
Not a lot of schools have a facility like the aquarium that they can use. And so it's great that not only will we be able to work on campus, we can work somewhere else and interact with real science.
Vikas, who graduated from high school in England, had a number of Florida colleges on her wish list.
And I felt that here it was the most at home. There was something about this place that was the most comforting and the most somewhere that I felt I could fit in and work.
Unlike Vikas, most of the first freshman class comes from the area, particularly Manatee, Sarasota, and Charlotte counties. For Charlotte Bertha, staying in the city she spent her entire life in was welcome.
Honestly, I really wanted to attend USF because I wanted to stay close to home. I'm really close with my brother and my mom, and, you know, staying close to home was really important to me.
For her twin brother, Bristol, the university's small size was the key.
I feel like you're going to be able to connect more with your classmates, make more friends. You're going to have a bond that you weren't going to have at a big university or, you know, experience more.
But for Guilford, why the freshmen are attending the school is secondary to the simple fact that they're finally there.
We were losing an enormous number of students because they wanted a university experience. And even if they had to go to Tampa to get that university experience or to Fort Myers to get that university experience, they weren't coming back to Sarasota or Manatee. So this way, I think we're not going to have the brain drain that we were once having.
As for future growth,
we're going to continue to build our science programs. We're building biology and we're building biomedical sciences in conjunction with the College of Health in Tampa. And that's where the system really works for us, when we can pull those strengths into our own program.
And then there's the big question. Now that there are freshmen, when will USF Sarasota Manatee need campus residence halls? Guilford thinks that's at least 2 or 3 years away.
I'm looking right now in a public-private partnership. Quite frankly, I don't have the money to open a residence hall now. Every penny of money that we have, we're putting into building the highest quality academic programs.
But for Hannah Vikas, who's living with her 94-year-old grandmother in Venice, being a USF Bull is enough for now.
It's nice to know that I'm part of something that is taking the baby steps for other people to follow behind, in the sense that we get to lead the way for all the other freshmen who get to come through, which is really exciting.
If you'd like to see pictures from the recent ceremony welcoming the Charter USF Sarasota Manatee freshman class, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.